Conditions of membership. You are responsible for your library membership account and all activities related to it. This includes managing its security and your own privacy. You agree to take responsibility for all items borrowed and accessed by your membership, return or renew items before their due dates, tell us immediately if any of your personal information pertinent to your membership, for example, residential address for eligibility, changes. Keep your membership card, username and passwords private and secure. Use suitably strong, complex passphrases that meet our requirements. Use resources in accordance with existing laws and library policies. Accept financial liability for all costs incurred by your membership, including for lost, damaged or stolen items. Tell us immediately if your membership card is lost and you suspect misuse of your library account. Receive communication from us about policy, service and program information, updates and changes. If you are the parent, guardian or other responsible adult registered as responsible for another person, for example, child under 16 years of age who uses the library or who has library membership, all conditions of membership also apply to you for that member's use, borrowing and access of the library in person and online. You are responsible for deciding what is suitable for that member to use, borrow and access in the library and online. The library does not determine what is appropriate for young people except when legally required to do so or when membership privileges are limited or suspended. Limiting or suspending access, services or membership. We may limit your access to resources where required by legal or contractual requirements. For example, eligibility for library membership and an email address is required for you to be able to access e-resources. Your membership may be suspended and/or access to resources or services limited at any time without notice if you do not comply with conditions of membership, have overdue items, and/or have unpaid or unmanaged fees or charges on your account. Access to resources and services may be reinstated following resolution of issues. Data and information management. Data is stored and managed in a cloud-based ICT environment within Australia and is required to comply with the data security legislation, the Territory Records Act 2002, and the Information Privacy Act. Please refer to our privacy statement for more information about data and information management. Borrowing, fees and charges. Loans, returns and requests. A maximum of 50 physical items can be borrowed by you at one time. The maximum number of digital items, for example ebooks, you can borrow at one time, varies depending on what it is. Information should be provided when you log into the e-resource. The standard loan period is 28 days. High demand items have a short loan period of 14 days and cannot be renewed. Different loan periods may apply to different collections. For example, ebooks. Due dates for all items are provided when they are loaned to you. You can also access your account online or contact the library to check due dates. Items not returned to the library on or before their due date are considered overdue. An item on loan can be renewed up to 5 times unless it has been requested for another member. Requests can be made to add to your name to a waiting list for items and transfer items to your preferred library to borrow. Interlibrary loans. If we don't have the item you are looking for, you may be able to borrow it from another Australian library by interlibrary loan, ILL. ILL is available under the National and State Libraries Australia Collaborative Lending Principles. You will be charged a standard fee for items requested by ILL. Once you request an item using ILL, this fee must be paid, even if you do not collect the item. Charges. A list of charges is available online. They are subject to change each year. You will be charged replacement and administration costs for each item returned incomplete, damaged or not returned within 28 days of its due date. If you find an item after you have paid replacement and administration charges, please do not return the item to Libraries ACT as no free refunds will be provided. Charges cannot be paid by in-kind contributions or donations. For example, you cannot purchase and provide to Libraries ACT a copy of a lost or damaged book. Unpaid charges are subject to the debt collection policies of the Territory. Partial payment can be arranged with the library supervisor. The decision on payment amounts is final. We encourage payments to be made via Access Canberra online. Our staff are not able to waive charges and are subject to the Financial Management Act 2004. Appeals about disputed charges can only be made under extenuating circumstances or library error, and evidence is usually required. Not receiving library notices is not considered an extenuating circumstance or library error. Membership categories. The standard MET library membership provides access to a broad range of library resources and services. The information you provide when you apply for membership determines your level of access. If you do not provide the required information, access may be limited. Adult, ages 16 and over. Access is all physical and digital resources and all services. You must be aged 18 or above to access R18 plus resources. Junior, under 16 years of age. Access is to most physical and digital resources and most services. There is no access to MA 15 plus or R18 plus resources. And junior membership requires a parent, guardian, or other responsible adult approval to join the library and access other library resources. Home library service user. Access is to all physical and digital resources and access to home library service. This includes housebound users. Temporary user. Access is limited to physical resources for a defined period of time. It is also limited to library services for a defined period of time. For applications containing insufficient information, for example, lack of eligibility information, date of birth or email address. For customers who do not live, work or study in the ACT, for example, visitors to the region. There is no access to digital resources, limited access to bookable spaces and internet PCs, but full access to public Wi-Fi.